container used to carry water, maybe from a well or from anywhere, what are some of the words that, what would you call a container with a hammer?
A bucket.
Very good. Now, what are some other words? Is there anything else a bucket could be called?
Pail.
All right, good. Anything else?
No.
All right. Now, nowadays in the kitchen we have a container that we put trash in.
Garbage.
All right, and that's called a garbage.
Baby pot.
Yes, I was thinking that, all right, that's good. Now I'm looking for the name of the utensil in the kitchen that you fix bacon in the morning.
Frying pan.
Very good. A name for a heavy iron pot that you used to use maybe to boil water in. They don't have to be as heavy now, but...
What to name for it?
Yes. Heavy iron pot.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be used to boil water in. It had a heavy lid that would go over. You put it on and make tea, make hot water for tea or something like that.
Iron pot, all I know.
All right. What about the one with a little spout? You boil your water in, it had a little spout, you could pour it.
The copper pot.
All right. Then there was one that you didn't make coffee and you just boiled water in it, but it still had a pot. And it used to whistle. Sometimes it whistled and sing.
Yeah.
Can you think of what that is? Mm-hmm. All right, what about the utensil that you arrange flowers in?
Vase.
Very good. And the utensil that you use on the table for cutting food?
Knife and a fork.
Very good. And if you had more than one knife, what would you say for more than one knife?
Knives.
Very good. All right, we've had a knife, a fork. There's still another one that you use to eat with, that you would eat your dessert with, or your soup.
Spoon.
Very good. All right. Let me see if I can there used to be a kind of round pot that was placed on top of the stove, and it had a spout, and it didn't have anything in it but water.
Kettle.
Very good.
Uh-huh.
That's right, that's what it was. And there's a country overseas where people live who are sort of yellow in color. Their eyes are slanted and they have straight black hair. Chiang Kai-shek used to be the president of that country.
Chinese.
Yeah.
China.
Very good. Very good. That's it. That's it. Now, when you, we were talking yesterday about some of the things that a housewife does on Monday, and we said that on Monday morning a housewife might gather up all her dirty clothes and she would
wash.
Very good. Now, when I was little, maybe they didn't do this in the city, but I'm a country girl.